Welcome to Hammer Down!
Down!
Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. I am Tone Diggs.
Howdy, baby. Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino, Canadian sensation, bearded wonder.
Good day, Tone.
Good day to you,
good
sir.
Good day, Tone.
Boys in the back, Nick and Mitt. How you doing?
How you doing?
Doing pretty good, Tony. How you doing?
I would like to address something very quickly.
What, Tony? What would you like to address?
Coin is undefeated when we don't doubt it. We need to stop fucking doubting it, no matter what it picks.
I mean,
or maybe the person who's picking the coin, the games that the coin's going to pick.
Oh, here we go.
Needs to.
Oh, no.
Here we go.
Oh,
what do you want
no.
from me? The
you
red
set
hot
up the coins for disaster.
The undefeated pick. It was an overtime game.
I'm not talking about this game. I'm talking about the game before. Don't put the coin in a situation where it potentially picks the Red Wings.
The Wings are better this year.
Okay. I'm just saying.
It does appear to be rattled from that game.
We can't give up on the coin.
I mean, you, yeah. I don't care. I don't care what your record is. You go against fucking Big Bob on your own accord, my friend.
Yeah. Well, we knew. Thursday Night Football.
Yeah.
I cannot believe the Jets almost backdoored that thing. They should have backdoored that.
They should have.
If they backdoored that, I would have ran on the field and tackled that ref. I sat there till the bitter end.
No business.
I sat there till the bitter fucking end because I thought they were going to.
You talked about it yesterday, though. The Colts cannot put teams away.
That game was over and dead.
Over and dead for hours.
Josh Johnson came in there. Surgical with that bitch, dude.
Surgical with that
bitch.
So
let me get this straight. Everybody is good in the Jets offense except Zach Wilson?
I mean, I'm not ready to go that far.
I will.
I mean, the Colts played fucking prevent for three quarters.
Good numbers, dude.
Good numbers.
Still had their numbers. Starters in.
Good numbers.
Still had their starters in.
All right, if you're new to Picks Friday, what we do is we just fucking give you the picks. We've talked about them all week long. Friday's the payoff. It's a weird slate this week. As we normally do, let's start on the college football field, okay? How many did you end up with?
On college?
Yep.
Let's go here. What I'm going to do today, Tony, is I'm going to say my Sunday footy picks today, too, so I don't have to tweet it out and take it on the shins.
Cool.
Man,
how many college you got?
I got 5.
Cool. I'm going to kick it
7 off. 7 or 8.
Okay. I'll start it off. Battle of Armed Forces, Air Force versus Army. I'm going to go with, obviously, this is a huge triple option game. Huge. Who can run the ball? Who can stop the run? I'm going to take Air Force minus the 2.5 in this. I like the number. If it was 3, I might have went the other way, but Air Force minus 2.5. And speaking of 2.5, Wake plus 2.5.
Yes, sir.
Obviously, this is a stinky fucking line. There's no reason that Wake should be a dog.
It's Coach JB's lock of the week.
It is also Coach JB's lock of the week.
So there's no need to doubt it.
Tell you what, normally I'd be like, fuck this, I'm staying away for it. But if you want to give me Wake points, give Wake points, I'll take it. Fuck it, I'll take it.
Yeah, I mean, this would be the game UNC gets us after what they've done to us.
1,000% will.
But you got to take the points, Mitt, on Wake Forest.
I mean, I am on Wake Forest with the points as well, so fuck.
Yep. For some reason, I'm on Memphis, plus the 4.5. They're at home versus SMU.
Memphis.
Memphis is tough to beat in Memphis. They beat Mississippi State in Memphis this year, even though Mississippi State... That was a there was a punt. There was some weird shit going on that game, but they were around. They hung around. SMU is the best opponent left on the schedule for Cincy this year, but I'm gonna see what Memphis does. Plus 4.5 at home.
All right,
go ahead.
I'm taking Utah tonight.
Ooh, I like that actually.
I took it at 7.5. I don't love it at 9, but I would still take it. Utah 28 against the spread last 28 conference games, 3-0-1 ATS their last 4 against Stanford. Stanford 5-11 ATS last 16 as a dog.
I'm looking to see. I'm hearing that quarterback Tanner McKee is out tonight for Stanford. So if he is out, that's definitely
who's in tonight for Boston College that I saw.
Oh,
this is a big deal. I'm
Philly Jerkovic.
Yeah,
I believe he went to Notre Dame. Yeah. Actually, he's from Pittsburgh. Went to Notre Dame. Transferred out, was their starter for the last 2 years. He's very, very good at quarterback. He's going to be a draft first couple rounds. I believe he's back. He's been out since like week two with an injury. It's also the red bandana game tonight for Boston College. With, if you're not familiar with it, I believe one of their lacrosse players was involved in 9/11. He was wearing a red bandana. He saved a bunch of lives. They do it once a year. They always play fucking great during it. So that's the BC angle tonight. 12.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
What's the number? 3?
I don't know. What
we
was
have
it?
To, I will.
You
I
have mean, to take it.
It feels as if it is my duty.
To take BC.
To take
you know
BC.
What? I'll you, take BC with you
yeah,
just
we should
because
all
it
just,
is our
we should
duty.
All, let's go.
Especially if Djurkovic is playing. I'm taking Georgia Tech plus the 10.5. Miami has been playing a lot better. But I don't know if they were playing good enough that they should be a double-digit favorite at any point against any ACC team. So I'm going to take Miami plus the 10.5.
Tony, I'm kicking it off with Kansas State at Kansas minus 24.5. Kansas has covered one game this year. It was against Oklahoma, and Oklahoma was just blowing it.
You're goddamn right. I'm taking Baylor minus the 6.5 is where I got it. I believe it's up to 7.5 now, though, pal.
Yeah, I'm with you on 6.5 there. I mean, TCU, 11-28-1 their last 40 home games. The Bears are very good. 5-0 ATS, last 5 as a favorite. 6-1 ATS, their last 7. 4-1 ATS, their last 5 conference games. I like Baylor.
They're just, I think they're obviously the better football team. They got a lot more to play for. Absolutely. So there's the angle. Mitt.
What's the angle?
Well, let's take what's it to the SEC here.
What's the angle?
Ooh, what's the angle? The angle here is this QB matchup is what everybody's going to be talking about. Liberty versus Ole Miss. Hopefully Matt Corral plays. I'm banking on him playing. I'm taking Ole Miss minus the 8.5. I know Malik Willis is really, really good. He's probably could be the number one pick in the NFL draft, but he still plays at Liberty and got beat out by Bo Nix. Matt Corral doesn't do that. He plays at Ole Miss and plays with a bunch of 4- and 5-star players. They're going to beat the shit out of Liberty. It's at Ole Miss.
Yeah, I was on Liberty earlier in the week, or I was thinking about it. They opened 14.5, though. It's down to 8.5. Like, that's too much. I'm off of that game. I am on an SEC game, though. Arkansas minus the 4.5 versus Miss State. I think I don't want to miss. I'm pretty sure is Arkansas off a bye or not? But either way, I liked him in this game. So Arkansas minus the 4.5.
Go ahead, Paul. Auburn plus 4.5 at A&M. Road team in this matchup, 8-1 ATS last 9. Auburn 4-0 ATS their last 4 in Texas A&M. I like Auburn here. They're playing good ball.
They are. They absolutely are.
I'll throw one more at you, real.
Go ahead.
Pardon?
Taking Auburn, turncoat.
Dude, he's taking whoever he thinks is going to make him money.
Who do you think you're talking to, man?
And fucking Bo Nix is a hype boy, dude.
You should be
on. You were on LSU all year, weren't you?
That's a good point.
Then what happened?
You're going to be on this side?
This week, I'm taking Alabama minus 28.5.
Arkansas is off of a bye.
Son of a bitch. I'm taking Michigan State, but I'm taking a money line.
Okay.
I'm not fucking with the 3.
I'm completely fine with that.
I mean, they're great against the spread on the road this year as a favorite. Boilermakers, 1-6 ATS last 7 home games, 4-9 their last 13 overall. I think Michigan State keeps going, man. I mean, everyone thinks this is going to be, but we've been talking about that for weeks. Where I think it's going to be that game where they get God. I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, I agree. I'm not on it, but I agree with you. A couple teams that are short favorites, taking Marshall minus 1.5. They're at FAU. I think Marshall's just, their offense is so talented, so I like them. And then Kentucky minus the 0.5. They're at home. They play much better at home. They turned the ball over a fuck ton last week. Give me Kentucky.
I was looking at Tennessee for a while. And, Tony, I ended up flip-flopping. I took Kentucky.
Okay.
I'm right there with you. I just took it because they're at home. I just was feeling it. I was feeling the blue. I'm also taking, let's go back to the Big Ten, Ohio State over Nebraska minus 14.5. I mean, C.J. Stroud's amazing. Blake Martinez stinks. That's all there is to it.
Okay.
Texas plus 7 at Iowa State.
Okay.
I think Texas might win this thing outright.
I mean, there's no one. I don't think anyone's gonna argue about against it.
They're 5-2 ATS last 7 in Iowa State. 4-1 ATS their last 5 against Iowa State. So I like. I mean, Texas, if they can never play fucking 4 quarters of football.
Iowa State has underperformed greatly this year. They were a top 10 team at the beginning of the year, and now they are not. My last two, I didn't want to do it, but I'm going to.
UTSA.
Louisville plus the 4.5.
Yeah, I'm with
yes!
you.
God,
against
yes.
Clemson.
Fuck.
We're all going to get fucked there. Yeah. Let's just know that right now.
No, no.
And then I think we're going to war. I'm taking UTEP plus 12.5.
Oh, we're talking about turncoats.
Yeah, yeah. I'm very much turncoat for this.
You son of a bitch. We've been riding the Roadrunners all fucking year.
The numbers are the numbers. The numbers are the numbers.
How about these fucking numbers?
Go ahead, give them to me.
UTSA 7-1 ATS, 4-0 ATS on the road. 5-0 ATS last 5 conference games. 4-0 ATS last 4 road games. 19-7 ATS last 26 games overall. Road team in this matchup, 7-1 ATS last 8 meetings. And UTSA 4-0 ATS last 4 meetings in Texas, El Paso.
Fuck you. Fuck you. You're probably going to cover. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. All right. Let's go to the NFL.
I also like Oregon. Sorry, Ducks minus 6.5 at Washington Huskies. Thank you very much.
That was me. That was my bad counting.
Quack.
I also like UTEP.
Okay.
Or not UTEP. Sorry. UTSA.
I figured. By the way, you're fucking beep, beep. Yelling at me. Texans at Dolphins. The line's 5.5. Fuck you. I'm not touching it.
Fuck off. Mitt's taking Texans.
Give me the Texans. We have QB1 Tyrod Taylor in the building.
Okay.
Cover machine.
Devontae Parker on injured reserve. Just claim OBJ. Fuck it. You're second on the list. Why not?
I hear you.
Well, that said, I'm also on the Texans.
You son of a bitch. Fuller's not going to play again this year.
No.
Parker's probably done for the year. So Tua has no weapons once again, but Waddle. And Gesicki's the man, obviously.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Okay. Broncos at the Cowboys. Cowboys are 9.5. I'm staying away from this one.
Oh, I'll take the Cowboys.
Mitt?
I liked it when it was at 7. It got all the way to 10.
Mitt!
Wow.
No!
I'm going to take
the coat in the voice.
Where's the coat?
Where's the Cowboys coat?
Dude, they've covered every single fucking game
this year.
They're
going to do it again. Broncos stink.
The Broncos have won. They've won games.
Doesn't want to bet against his allowance.
Do it, Mitt. Do it, Mitt. Do it, Mitt.
I have actually done this before, and this is a giant scumbag move.
Oh,
I am taking the Dallas Cowboys over the Denver Broncos.
The allowance.
You piece of shit. I am betting against the allowance.
Son of a bitch.
All right. Vikings at the Ravens. The line is 6. I think it's too much. Give me the Vikings.
I am all over the Ravens. Could not be more on the Ravens. Anytime Lamar Jackson plays NFC teams, he fucking kills them. They haven't seen him. He's going to run a wild all over the Vikings.
Harbaugh, 9-4 ATS coming off a bye. Vikings, 3-11 ATS, last 14 overall. I like the Ravens as well, Tony.
I think he's 11-0 against the NFC, if that's right. Lamar?
Don't worry about it.
That's crazy.
He doesn't. He can fucking win for
this
all
is
I
one
care.
Of those games the Vikings.
I'm not taking Vikings money line.
Like lose to Cooper Rush and beat
I don't
want
to fucking hear it, dude.
I don't know, dude. I think the Vikings might roll over and die here. Let's take I'm taking the Ravens.
Good. I'll fucking lone wolf it. Ha. Patriots at Panthers, 3.5. Darnold is questionable. If he plays, give me the Panthers. If he doesn't, I'm off of it.
McCaffrey in?
They're hopeful.
Stephon Gilmore revenge game.
Stephon Gilmore revenge game.
Panthers have the Pats number somehow, which is weird, but I will lay the 3 with the Patriots. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Over 41. I think there will be a lot more offense than people are expecting in this game.
Oh, and I'm probably going to take the under, too.
I'm on the Pats.
Okay. Bills at Jags. 14.5. Anybody?
No, thank you.
Okay. Browns at Bengals, 2.5. I'm just going to watch this one and enjoy it.
Give me Bengals money line.
Okay.
Browns against the teams with a winning record are terrible. They're 1-5 ATS last 6 in Cincy. Like, that was before Burrow. So, I like the Bengals money line here.
Okay.
Gumpy, we're going to have to put the Dukes up here on this one. I like the Cleveland Browns to cover the 2.5 or to win money line, either one, because this is a play for your quarterback game. I think Baker is liked in that locker room. And I think the Browns, they have something to prove.
Anyone doing Falcons Saints?
Sorry, typical hype boy pick. I'm going to go with the Bengals minus the 2.5.
I like that.
Anyone doing Falcons Saints? 6.
No, thank you.
Me either. Anyone going Raiders and Giants plus the 3.5?
Raiders minus 3.
Raiders.
Okay. Yeah,
come on.
I was going to take the Giants, but they got a lot of COVID
shit going on. Come on, Richie.
Raiders are rolling.
Chargers at Eagles. The Eagles are plus 1.5.
Chargers money line. What? This fucking line stinks. I have no idea what
this is.
Stinks
to high heaven. Totally with you. Stinks to high heaven and give me Eagles plus the 2. Oh,
fuck.
Give me the Chargers. I think they wake back up.
You're taking the Sirianis? Oh, I fucking love
this. Yeah, you're lone wolf in that one, Tony. I got the Chargers again.
Lone wolf in a lot of them this week.
Fighting Sirianis with Tony.
Packers and Chiefs. 7 is the total. No thanks.
Yeah, I'm good.
Oh, give me the Packers, dude. Okay. I love me some Jordan Love. Utah State product.
Cardinals are plus the 2 now because the inkling is that Kyler may not go, as well as D-Hop. Niners are our favorites at home. With all that being,
I was on Niners plus 2.5. Now I just, if I was going to take this game where it's at now, I'd just say Niners money line.
Okay.
I might even take the under of this game.
That's not a bad, what was it, 14-7 the last time they played?
45.5, and I, like, if Kyler's not playing, there's no chance.
That's if he's definitely out, I will jump on the Niners at kickoff.
Jimmy G looked good last week.
He did, he was fucking running all over the place. Yeah,
he might be back.
Titans-Rams is Sunday night at 7. I don't know what the Titans are going to be without Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
And they may cover this number 2, so I'm going to stay with
it. Yeah, I'm good.
I'm taking the Rams.
Okay.
At home.
All right, boys. Let's go NHL. Anything going tonight in the NHL? A few games here.
There's a couple, but, you know, picks have been very shaky this week, so I'm going to...
corner.
Psych! I'm going to go fucking crazy here.
Okay.
We're taking a chance. A big chance. A big-time chance, my friends. With the Blackhawks at plus 128 on the road in Winnipeg. Wow,
okay.
Winterpeg.
Winnipeg's backup goalie's in, Comrie. Blackhawks playing slightly better lately. They blew a lead to Carolina, but Carolina is a fucking machine. They're a powerhouse. Blackhawks had, 4 goals on them, and they ended up losing. So maybe they can get it done against the backup in Winnipeg. Rangers and Edmonton, I'm going to stay away from. Okay. I am going to jump on Anaheim at home against Arizona. I'm going to take Anaheim in regulation.
Okay.
I believe they're minus 110.
Oh, that's good.
And Gumpy, the Canucks.
Yeah, I was looking at that. That's a weird line,
what
huh?
Think, huh, Paul? What do we
think? Does Nashville stink? I have.
They're 5-5.
My source did message me last night, and he said, "We don't stink quite as bad as I thought we stunk."
Well, that said, I'm on the Preds.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Oh, I thought you said your Pred source. Is it a Canucks source?
That's what I said. I only have a Canucks source inside the building. Nothing in Nashville yet. Tony's on that this weekend.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm going to stay away then.
All right, so you're on Hawks and Ducks.
Just the Hawks and Ducks.
Okay.
Not as crazy as I thought.
Mitt, let's go to the association. What do you got in the association? Anything?
Yeah, I like a lot in the association tonight. We can start off with the 7-10 games. Okay. I like Memphis Grizzlies as a dog money line or plus 2.5 either way. Sounds good. I like the Brooklyn Nets Detroit Pistons over of 211 here. Hopefully the Brooklyn Nets will come out guns a-blazing, and the Pistons have been scoring a little bit.
What? Okay. No, go ahead, Mitt. Continue.
What?
Keep going.
Oh. all right, let's go to Milwaukee here, the defending NBA champions taking on the New York Knicks. I like the under of 217 here, Tony.
Okay.
Both these teams great defensively. And we're just kind of hoping that it goes under. I like the Cleveland Cavaliers plus the 6.5. They're going all the way up to Toronto to play the Raptors. The Raptors have been playing good, but they I think they're a little overhyped here, Tony. And I think Cleveland Cavaliers are underrated still. I don't know how the Charlotte Hornets are underdogs against the Sacramento Kings. I will be on the Charlotte Hornets train all season. I love me some LaMelo Ball. Give me the Charlotte Hornets plus the 2. Or money line, and that is all for tonight, Tony.
Okay. Gumpy, footy for the weekend.
Footy, my friend. Here we go. Let me find it here. Hey, Mitt. Lakers, not very good ATS this year. Huh?
Hey, Gumpy, we lost to the Oklahoma City Thunder when we had 19 and 26 point leads both fucking games.
OKC was plus 700.
Yeah, fuck me.
Whoa.
I'm so mad. I stayed up and watched that game. I'm super tired right now, actually. I stayed up and watched that whole game. I watched Russell Westbrook absolutely blow it.
Don't blame Westbrook for
this. Two possessions in a row at the end of the game. Why is he playing point guard for this team? It's a shooting guard.
Mitt, you're 22. You can stay up late, pal. Jesus Christ. Saturday, I hate this pick.
Okay.
Man City money line.
All right.
It's early game. Yep. Man U's probably going to win this thing. Cristiano will get one. I'll die on Man City money line, minus 130. Wolverhampton. It was double chance. I think now it is plus money. Draw no bet, though.
Uh-huh.
They're 5 unbeaten in EPL. They're at Crystal Palace, who's been playing better, but they've only won 1 of 6. To the Bundesliga, Dortmund, without Haaland, still playing well. They've won 4 straight in Bundesliga. They're double chance, minus 130 at Leipzig. I have to take that.
Okay.
It is my duty. I'm also taking Stuttgart money line. I do not love this, but Arminia Bielefeld has not won all year.
Okay.
To league,
that makes sense.
Yeah. To Ligue 1, Lille money line over Angers. 1 loss in 4 all competitions for Lille. Money line, they're minus 120. La Liga, Barcelona draw no bet, minus 160 over Celta Vigo. Xavi, I don't think he'll be coaching yet. I'm hoping he's there with the team, though. New coach, you know how that goes. And then Alaves, draw no bet over Levante. They've won 2 of 3, and the third one was a draw against Barca. Levante, 0-6-6 to start the year.
Okay.
Serie A, Torino, draw no bet at Spezia. Torino won 2 of 3, Spezia 1 win in 7. And another flyer here. Fiorentina is actually ahead of Juventus in the in the table. They are plus 130 double chance at Juventus. I know it's Juventus, but Fiorentina is playing good footy. They've won 2 of 3. Juventus haven't won in 3 in Serie A. So I'll take a flyer there. And then Sunday, I don't have any write-ups for these, so I'll just run them off.
Okay.
Sunday, EPL. I'm taking Tottenham, draw no bet at Everton.
Yep.
Conte's got the boys going, it feels like. Leicester, draw no bet at Leeds. La Liga, Real Sociedad, draw no bet at Osasuna. Atletico Madrid, money line at Valencia. Serie A, AC Milan, double chance at Inter Milan. Sassuolo, draw no bet at Udinese. Bologna, double chance at Sampdoria. Bologna's got some good players. They got Arnautovic, who's been pretty good for him. Yeah, he's been unreal. Bundesliga, Union Berlin, double chance all the time. All the time. Leverkusen, money line at Hertha Berlin. Frankfurt, money line at Gruther.
I am Gruther.
Gruther stinks, dude. I've bet against Gruther every game. What's fucking Mitt dying about?
Gumpy, how many Nick picks did you just make? Dude, that's incredible.
I left the camera on you for, I think, 5 minutes in a row, and you just listed off picks. Have you made 100 picks?
I mean, is this not Picks Friday? that's what we're fucking here for. Is that not what we're here for? Last two. Ligue 1, Monaco, money line at Reims, and Lyon, draw no bet at Reims. Once again, these are all teams that are on the road. It'll probably backfire, but let's go.
All right. That's all the sports. There's no fucking UFC boost yet. Just know that we're going to take it, whatever
it
is.
I'll tweet it out whenever it comes alive.
There's no NASCAR boost. Know that we're going to take that whenever it's out. We can't thank you guys enough for listening and watching this week. Good luck with all of your bets this weekend. If you have any questions, tweet any one of us individually at HammerDown on Twitter and Instagram, youtube.com/HammerDown. And we'll be back for Monday. Good luck this weekend.
God bless.
Hammer
Down.